time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, here we go. George Katsonis is with us today. Oh, my land. It's been a while.
Thank you, Charlie.
All right. Hey, it's good to have you back. Oh, my land. I miss whenever the month comes up and George isn't here. Oh, boy. Okay. Now, George has been talking about, of course, they took a little trip around a lot of different countries in Malta. George has been talking about. We've also been talking about some new buildings downtown. And, George, what do we have? We have an ice cream store.
Women's boutique.
Oh, women's boutique, yeah. That's where the Allspaw Pharmacy used to be.
Yes, right on East Center Street
there.
Yeah,
okay. And
where the Ohio State School of Cosmetology is
that's
now.
That's right,
That
used to be at the corner.
Well, they're on the East Center Street where near where the pharmacy was,
yeah,
Allspaw
okay.
Pharmacy.
But the School of Cosmetology was over there where the Marion Star office is now, I think, on the corner of State and Center.
Yes. But that was Merle Reed had the school. But now Ohio State School of Cosmetology has bought that business and the building, too, there,
so
I think.
So Merle Reed is no longer
Merle
there.
Merle Reed is out.
Oh.
He's retired.
Okay.
His wife passed away, so he decided to sell this business to the Ohio State School of Cosmetology.
And, boy, they produced a lot of cosmeticians.
Well, beauticians.
Yeah, right.
They hairdressers.
I've got a picture of them working on my hair clear back in the 70s. Some campaign was going on they got me involved with.
You mean at Merle Reed Studios?
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Long time ago. So downtown is trying to make a comeback. And I wish we could say that Center Street was making a comeback in design. The new stores are on Main Street and East Center.
Yeah, East Center.
Yeah. Okay, the boutique. And you say something might be going in where Rich Kiefer... His place?
Yeah, Dick Kiefer, the first two there, well, next to where the old, what was that?
Mark and Lewis,
there's a building there in between the alley, and it used to be, well, now it's an attorney office.
Yeah.
It was John Furstenberger and Tom Matthews.
Yes.
That, you know what that building was?
No.
That was the Midway.
Oh, the Midway,
you
sure.
You remember the Midway?
Yes.
You know who started that Midway?
No, who did?
Nick Paulson. Louis Paulson's younger brother. Louis was down on West Center Street next to Lennon's Furniture Store. Remember Lennon's?
I sure do. I remember the main guy at Lennon's. He gave me a club once that was used to tighten the brakes on a freight car. I don't know what the significance was, but I can't remember his name, though.
That drive-through that you right next to the Hotel Harding, where the City Hall wall ends, that drive-through that used to be Lennon's Furniture Store.
Right. Yes.
And then next to Lennon's was the Louis Paulson's Grill.
Oh.
It was called Paulson's Grill.
All right.
Louis owned that.
Yeah.
Now his brother Nick was clear up there where that building is between next to Kiefer's. There's a little alley there.
Yes.
Between the old Midway Tavern
Yeah.
And Kiefer's building. There's a little alley there.
Yeah.
And then on the other side of Midway Tavern is a big parking lot now. All those buildings were tore out of there.
Yes.
There's a parking lot there before the old cigar store.
Oh, yes.
And that's still there, but it's empty. They say they're going to put a little grocery store in there, but that's never happened yet.
No, I noticed.
But in between there, the old Midway Tavern and the old cigar store, there were shops in there.
Okay.
And the biggest shop in there was Jevis's Shoeshine Parlor.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Johnny Jevis and Bill Jevis?
Yes.
They had a shoeshine. You could walk in there and sit down and get your shoe shined, and they could repair. It was a repair shop, too.
Yeah, right.
But that was a big room. And they have these most beautiful, comfortable. You step up and sit in these leather chairs.
Yes.
And they just go.
Oh, yeah.
And shine your shoes.
The rhythm of that. Oh, yeah.
They called it spit shine.
And now nobody has their shoes shined anymore.
Nope.
They throw them away and get a new pair. Oh, I've got a pair of dress shoes I've worn over 20 years, though. It pays to buy good when you buy.
Oh, yeah. We have two great big shoe stores here now. Well, Jim Dugan's is out.
Yeah.
Remember Jim Dugan?
Oh, my, yes.
You used to, well, you worked at a...
Well, we used to advertise at 1 o'clock every day. We came on the neighborhood news sponsored by Jim Dugan's, 123 North Main Street in Marion. Hey, I've got a call. Hey, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Taylor, how you doing this morning?
Yeah, all right.
You and George are talking about the old buildings downtown. Do you remember the old Golden Slipper? We always used to call it the Sleepy Slipper. And then,
that's where the Marion Brewing Company is.
Right. And then, if I'm not mistaken, George might be able to remember you. Behind the crest, when you went down the alley, there was a game room there in the back. You had to go down the alley there between by the bank.
Was that behind the Crest Coffee Shop, did you say?
Well, down there's where the alley is.
Yeah.
And you had to go down the alley, and there was a game room back there.
Okay.
Every year, I can't remember the name. We went down there, and it used to be a game room. I can't remember the name of it. And then you were talking about down on West Center Street, Lemons. That's where I bought my first furniture at when I bought my house back in the 70s.
Yes.
And next to it was the old State Theater. We used to call it the rat races.
Yeah, right.
Go in there and watch the rats run over the place while you're trying to watch a movie.
Yeah.
And if you had popcorn, or whatever, they would call up and try to get your popcorn. And there's a driving school or something in there now. Many different things. That's where the old college used to be.
Yeah. Well, okay.
There in that corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of old, the building's out. But I keep remembering about the old Sleazy Slipper.
Yeah, George brings back a lot of memories to all of us.
Yeah, that was way back. Of course, the old Porter Pan is all gone, but...
Yeah.
That was a place, too.
Okay. Hey...
Yeah, that was a place back in the day.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, just remember, and then there behind Keepers was Margaret Moose's down there, and behind was the pool hall and whatever, but when you went in there, that's where... If you didn't want to be found, people would go there.
Yeah, that was Margaret Lewis, yeah.
Yeah, but if you weren't known when you first went in, they kind of looked at you like, who are you?
Yeah, right,
but
yeah.
It took a while for you to get accommodated to the place.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot for calling. Got to move on now with George. Thanks a lot. Okay, George, kind of renewing some memories there, too. I wish I could remember the name of the man down at Lennon's Furniture. He was kind of short, but, it's been such a long time ago, it's hard to remember everything. Wow. So.
Bud, I was trying to think, the manager at Euler's, Bud.
Yeah, Bud, I know who you mean.
He walked in. He always was the sharpest dresser.
Oh, yes, he was.
He had the most beautiful ties and, right. and pins and everything. And he walked in my restaurant one day. You'll never believe who he walked in with.
No.
This beautiful lady, and she was in a real sheer dress. You could almost see through it.
Yeah.
And Kerry Phillips.
Oh, no. Really?
She was still alive.
She was still
in the 50s.
A viable
oh, yeah.
person then.
Huh?
She was still, could get around.
Oh, yeah.
Later on, she kind of lost her mind, didn't she?
That was later, but
oh, okay.
I'm talking about late 40s, early 50s.
Well, that's interesting, yeah.
And he walks in there with, and everybody's...
Oh, yeah. Because did her reputation, was it well known at that time?
Phillips was the Phillips, Euler Phillips department store.
Yeah, right.
She was related to the Phillips.
Yes. James, was it James... Her husband?
I can't. I'm trying to remember his first name, too, and I can't think of it.
I think it was James.
Anyway, everybody stopped eating. They were staring.
Yeah, right.
It was one of those things. And his niece works at Primrose. She's one of the head nurses at Primrose, Polly.
I can remember him. And my mother used to shop, come down from Bucyrus, and she met him, and she used to tell me what a nice
Who,
man.
Your mother?
Yeah. She told me what a nice man he was.
Oh, yeah. He was Bud. I'll say it one of these days,
well,
Bud.
Yeah, he was there when, what's his name, had the children's department. What's the name that was the mayor?
Oh, you mean, sure.
Yeah.
Don Quaintance.
Don Quaintance, yes.
He ran the children's department.
Yeah, right, yeah. Oh, here's another somebody. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, this is Pat Henry. You're talking about my Uncle Bus Lehman.
Bus Lehman.
Lehman.
Yeah,
that's my uncle.
Your uncle.
Yeah, Polly out to Primrose, my sister.
Sister, Polly works out at Primrose.
Yeah, she's my sister.
Yeah, well, Polly used to tell me about Bus. She said, I mentioned Bus Lehman one time, and she said, that's my uncle.
Right. Hey, I wanted to tell you about that Marion Brewery thing, too.
Yes, yes.
Polly's son-in-law is one of the owners of that.
Okay.
Hey, Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now, can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black Lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak. I'd walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
We're back once again with George Casillas. Okay, so Bus Lehman came in with escorting Kerry Phillips in your restaurant.
Yes, they did. Back, that was in the 50s.
Okay. That's interesting. Of course, Kerry Phillips says...
I don't know what year she died. We'd have to Google the year that Kerry Phillips
died. That's
right,
yeah. And...
did she was related to Harding, or she had something to do with...
Well, yeah, she sure did. Had a lot to do with Harding. They were pretty close together.
They were?
And she didn't want him to vote to go to war against Germany in World War I. She said if he voted to go to war, she would expose their relationship between Kerry and Warren. Harding.
Oh, okay.
But he went ahead and voted to go to war anyhow.
Yeah.
But, there's a lot of... The letters between she between her and Harding were published, or I guess they're sealed now. You can't get to them.
I don't understand that, because it was Wilson that went to war with Germany in 1917.
Yeah, right. But Harding was a senator.
Oh, he was a senator,
yes,
then.
Yes, yep.
Oh, okay. So he became a senator in what, in 1617?
Yeah, right, yes. And in that time, he was associating very much with Carrie. In fact, they were, some said they were lovers.
Boy, did she have a child by him or
no,
something?
No, not Carrie, no. Nan Britton did.
Oh, okay. I can't remember those names, Nan Britton. I just know.
Yeah, and I don't know how much of this will be contained, if anything, in the new museum they're building for Harding. You know, the big...
Oh, yeah, that's already... The walls are up.
Yeah, the walls are up. Will there be any... thing other than all the good stuff.
All the good stuff. I don't think any of that other stuff will be there. I don't think Sherry would allow it.
Probably not, but Harding's grandson is still alive, and he just may come and visit it sometime unannounced. But, yeah, he's...
Oh, this is going to be a beautiful thing,
oh,
I
yeah,
think. It's
yeah,
going to be great.
Should be, yeah. It should bring some people to town. Okay, so, okay. Hey, I wanted to mention, too, the Morrill United Methodists will have their farm breakfast this Saturday, August 31st, and as usual. And a neighborhood supper will be given by, Tuesday, September the 10th, at Trinity Baptist Church in the rear entrance. And the host and meal provider will be Epworth.
Epworth United Methodist?
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
They're... going
where is this at now again?
Okay, this, just a second here. It's Tuesday, September the 10th at 5:15 at Trinity Baptist Church. You come in the rear entrance.
Trinity Baptist.
Yeah, that's Harding. Harding went there. That was his church.
On South Main Street.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, I used to go there.
Okay. There's a nameplate on one of the pews. Warren G. Harding.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that because I went to there when I was in my teens.
Oh, okay.
I lived on South Main Street.
So that would be Tuesday, September the 10th, Trinity Baptist Church, host and meal provider, Epworth United Methodist Church. Yeah, so we're getting a lot more announcements. In fact, a man is due to bring an announcement in here shortly about the Men's Garden Club, an event coming up with them. So we're getting a lot more people because they know we'll broadcast their announcements.
Sure, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Okay, so yeah, we talked about the Marion. Now, can you walk in there and buy like a can or several cans of beer?
The Marion Brewing Company?
Yeah, right.
I didn't really go in there. We were sitting in front, and Gareth and what's his name went over there and bought some cans of beer and brought it back.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, I just wondered if they're in the retail business. You don't
I don't even know if they're open yet. That was just a pre.
Oh,
that
was it?
A,
yeah.
That was just the opening to have people taste their.
Yeah.
They were
there
giving,
have something too at the Palace Theater involving in the Marion Brewing Company, some event in the Maze Room, I think. Well, anyhow,
wasn't there a Marion Brewing Company that made soda pop?
Well. It was out on Bell Fountain Avenue.
It was a soda pop company.
Well, it was a brewery first.
Because I have some bottles with Marion Brewing, Marion something.
Those are beer bottles.
No.
Were they brown?
Soda pop.
I had a whole case of brown Marion Brewing Company bottles. And I sold them.
Well, I there was a soda pop company called Marion something. I can't remember that. That's been, you remember... way back then, what was that ice cream place out there in Oakland Heights? Bo's Ice Cream.
Yes.
That's all now Dino's Drive-Thru.
Right, yeah.
But that was Bo's Ice Cream
That's
plant.
Right. Yeah. There's a cake decorating place out there and Dino's yet.
Yeah, right there on the corner.
Yeah, right. Yeah, everything changes in time, but we're still here.
Yeah, we're here, Charlie. God.
We're just getting older. Oh, here's somebody. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
Talking about brewing up on North Main Street.
were 04 and 423. That used to be Mark's Bottling Company.
That's right. Mark's Bottling Company.
Right, and they put all their root beer in brown bottles.
In round bottles, okay.
They were brown bottles.
Oh, brown, yes.
Yeah, it was right there at the split where you went to...
That's right. Bodley's Barbecue was out there, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you had the old hot dog stand out there across the street.
Right, right. Very good. Okay, all right, thanks. All right. Okay, George, boy, things are popping today. 11:38 right now. My guest is George Casildas. It's so good to have George here. And while you were gone, George, I've had all kinds of different ailments, you might say, but I think I'm on the road to recovery.
Well, good for you, Charlie. Yeah. It's good to be here with you talking, and we've got about 20 more minutes.
That's right.
And we got a lot to talk about yet.
I was wearing oxygen every day, but now my oxygen levels are way up, as high as 99%.
Well, good, good. I remember when I last saw you, you had that oxygen in your nose.
Right, yeah. And I will, yes. I tell you, you hate getting to that point, but there comes a point where when your oxygen gets low enough, you got to supplement it.
And you've had a couple of heart attacks, too.
We had one at least.
Oh, one? I thought you had two. But
yeah, one. I was in the hospital a couple of times here recently.
Charlie, you're lucky to be here.
I know.
You know what? You're a legend, Charlie. Yes, you are.
Well,
you're a legend in Marion, Ohio, Marion County.
I'll be 85 years old in a couple of weeks.
You're going to be 85, and I'm 86, going to be 87.
Yeah. Wow.
We're only maybe a year and a half. I don't think we're 2 years apart. Maybe we are too, about a year and a half to 2 years apart.
George graduated with somebody I knew quite well.
Oh, you mean Bunny?
Yeah. My ex.
Bunny Cummings. Oh, my God. She was the queen of our class.
That's right. She was homecoming queen, yes.
And you married Bunny.
Yeah.
That was your first wife.
Yeah. We were married 11 and a half years.
Gene, I'm sorry I'm bringing... I don't know if Gene is listening, but that's not necessary to bring that up.
No. But, well, that's all we talk about. You know, we ended up... actually, she used to come to places where we were. She and her mother.
Yeah.
And so things got resolved somewhat. But, I'm sure thankful for my wife, Jeannie, though.
Oh, Jeannie's a beautiful lady. Oh, my God.
She had to take care of me.
Bunny was pretty. She was the queen of her class, but she passed on.
Yeah.
She's been gone many years now.
Yeah. In fact, both of my ex-wives are gone, died.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Did you have a bunny before Hugh Hefner?
Yes, of course.
Oh, wow-wee. Maybe that's where he got his idea.
That could very well be.
Bye.
Okay.
Well, her name was Gloria, but we all called her Bunny in high school.
Yeah. I never called her Bunny.
You never called her Bunny?
No.
I don't know why we called her Bunny.
That's what I like to know.
Huh?
Yeah,
I remember.
Her mother called her that, too.
Yeah, yeah. And she came to school one day, and she says, my mom's been calling me Bunny. And so we started calling her Bunny.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're talking about Bunny Cummings. That's past.
Hey, we'll talk about a lot of things.
Hey, Terry, you mean Hugh Hefner had one too, huh?
Oh, boy. Okay, so where were we? I'd ask you about the Marion Brewing Company, and you didn't know for sure whether they're open every day for...
I don't know that. I haven't been downtown. Well, I was there last Saturday for the Blues Festival. That was really successful.
Was it?
Yep. Okay. And now we got the Popcorn Festival coming up.
Yeah, you don't hear anything about the Popcorn Festival.
Not that much.
No, you don't. And the Popcorn Festival had my granddaughter is a Miss Teeny Popper this year. They were all in a trailer pulled with no sign on it. Nobody knew what they were in the Brewers.
Joanne just told me that they're changing the route.
Yeah, they are.
They're not coming down Center Street.
No.
I mean, they're coming down Center Street.
Down Center, but
when they go to State Street, they don't turn right. They turn left and go up Church.
And then fold up.
And fold up.
Yeah. Oh, we have another caller here. Yes, caller, go ahead.
It's too bad it's not as spontaneous as being in the studio, but from what George Casota said, Hefner had a hutch.
A hutch.
So he didn't have just one bony. He had a hutch.
A whole bunch of them, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right, Terry.
Yeah. Well, yes, but you don't... Now, this gets me. Why isn't the Popcorn Festival doing all kinds of publicity? There's of course, they have a page on the Internet, but that's all. You don't hear about anything. And it takes place in another week or so.
They figure they don't need to advertise because it's one of the biggest festivals in Ohio.
Yeah. It's got to stay that way by publicizing it.
Yeah, right.
It's interesting. I don't know what's going on. But, you know, it used to be we haven't even seen the royalty published in the Marion Star.
No.
The Miss Popcorn Festival and all of them never got in there. It's weird. It's kind of weird.
Well, Norma Castagna and Pat Regulus is gone. Mike Nicolosi still, I think he's still involved. I don't know. But well, we had some big years.
Oh, we did. And publicity galore. I mean, oh, good grief.
I still remember when Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound, they came into Marion, and there was a couple hundred thousand people downtown Marion.
That was the greatest event. Oh, my land. I'll never forget that.
Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine.
Oh, my goodness.
I bet you we had 250,000 people downtown.
That was the highlight of all the past years, that one night of the Miami Sound Machine.
Yeah.
Oh, my land. Of course, we had, back in the early days, too, when you had a little more money to deal with, we had some of the real people there, not just substitutes, but real people, real bands. But everything becomes more expensive. But I'd like to know if they have a publicity department anymore for the Popcorn Festival. Like I say, the Popcorn Royalty was in the Bratwurst Parade in a trailer with no marking on it. And you had to look close to see where it said Popcorn Festival on their banners. So, I don't know.
you know what days I remember the best? Charlie Evers and his donkey.
Yeah, oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
You and Joe Ione.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
You and was that his name, Joe Ione?
Joe Ione. His last name was really Iono, but he went by Ione.
Yeah.
Now his boy goes by Ono.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casotas were taught to dance by Marion native and Miss America Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
Two jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again for our last 15 minutes. Good grief. George, where's time going?
Oh, time is evaporating into the air. We've been talking about a lot of things over the last 45 to last hour and a half.
And now, I've said it I don't know how many times now. If I was going to run for mayor, I would say I'm going to start, of course, we've had studies for years and years and years. I would like to start a study of how we're going to convert Center Street back the way it used to be with parking places and without all those obstructions, traffic lanes straight through both ways.
Now, you won't believe this, but my old restaurant, Byrie's, where Marcella is, she's got pictures this big all the way around that 100-foot-long dining room where we have lunch.
Yes,
we're going there for lunch. Joanne and I are going there for lunch. Pictures of downtown Marion with two-way traffic.
Yes.
She's got the old Sears and Roebuck store on East Center Street, on West Center Street, and all those stores with the two-way traffic.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Oh. She's got all those. Somebody painted these. So she must have about 20, 25 pictures in there of the old downtown Marion.
Wow. And, George, we've complained about it for years. No one's ever done a thing about it.
Not a thing.
Not a thing. And it's there for the taking, but it would take millions to convert it back. But, hey, I bet you could drum. There's a lot of people around here with million-dollar bank accounts.
And I'm talking, this is in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, 2000. Yeah. All those 50, 60 years, something could have been done.
Yes.
But nothing ever happened.
That's right. All we did was say, doggone one-way streets, but yet no one has done a thing about it. I would say there's all kinds of room to campaign for public office, even though you'd have to say it can't be done right now, but we can look toward it for the future. That is our future.
That's what the mayor's got to do. The election's coming up in November. And whoever can revitalize this downtown area should be the new mayor. If Scott can do it, let him do it.
Yeah. It's got to be done to bring things back. Downtown and our access from major highways is so screwed up east and west. You come in from 95 and you're shoved down a little like two-lane alley to get over to Center Street.
Yeah, that Vine Street.
Yeah.
That's a hang-up, really.
Traffic coming from all over. Well, here's another caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
It would be interesting, you said about a study.
Yes.
It would be interesting to see, compare the number of businesses and industries in Marion in the 50s and the 60s, and compare that, if they were still here today, to see what kind of a tax revenue base back then projected to today, what it would be. And we can see, perhaps, where we're really falling short on revenue, and we need to bring business and industry into town.
Well, thank goodness we have Whirlpool and the steel plant.
Tank car.
And the company, the Poet Company.
Poet, yep.
Yeah, so, we got a lot of people employed. We got a lot more that could be employed if they'd want to work.
Yep, and that's one of the things the Northeast Central Ohio Manufacturers Alliance is finding out. It's finding people who want to come to work and who can pass a drug test.
Yeah,
that's the major challenge that they have these days.
And so, some of the industries right now have drug tests unannounced every now and then for their employees.
Yep.
Okay, hey, we've got to run.
Hey, I just wanted to give a quick pitch. I was going to wait till the end, but you mentioned up Marion. VIP reception coming up, the Wings and Wheels fly-in. Visit our website. There are only 150 tickets. One ticket holder will win a free flight in the P-51 Mustang. So check out the website, wingswheelsmarion.org. We hope to see you there. Thank you.
Okay, all right. Yeah, now, if the Popcorn Festival would have publicity like we're doing for the fly-in here, George, I don't know what's going on. Oh, here's another caller. Yes, caller, go ahead. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Please don't hang up. We've called numerous times to verify your business with Google. Our records show that your business is not verified. Press 1 now so we can...
robocall.
Robo.
They got our number. Oh, they call me at home. I was in the hospital, and they called... three times one afternoon in the hospital.
I get them all. We all get robocalls.
Oh, yeah. Now, how's it ever going to stop? Oh, here's another caller.
If that's a robo.
Yes, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
You guys were talking about the Popcorn Festival a little bit ago, about not advertising.
Yes.
and they're changing that route. Nobody knows nothing how they're doing it. I heard rumors it was going to come up like it did, but turn left.
Yeah,
and go back down and break up at the library.
Okay, now if you're on the internet, they show you what the route is on the internet, but not everybody's on the internet.
Yeah, I don't do internet or none of that.
That's right, and not everybody gets the newspaper either.
Well, I get the newspaper now. How many people?
Okay, well, thanks.
Nothing's really been said much about it, you know. I just wanted.
Yeah. Do you know how many thousands of people are on Church, Church Street going right down to South Main and then down South Main Street? There's probably 10,000 people that they're going to miss.
Yeah, it's on the internet. If you've got a smartphone, you can dial up and see the parade route.
Right.
But not everybody has that.
Not everybody has that, right.
Yeah.
And they'll probably, the chairs will be out there, and they'll say, people will be sitting there, and there won't be any parade.
And nobody in the Popcorn Festival has ever wanted to come in here and talk about it. They've never asked to come in.
They should come in and talk about it.
Oh, well, I guess we can't solve all the problems here today, but we can sure talk about them.
Oh, sure we can.
Okay, so downtown is getting a few new businesses. And I know what everybody, not everybody, but different people have asked about, what about the business where there that Lois Fisher had? The Park Place.
That restaurant was supposed to come in a long time ago.
Yeah, they were supposed to have a brewing company there.
But that fell through, I think.
They said the floor fell through.
Yeah, the floor fell through, but then when they started to put a brewery thing in there, and it never got fixed. Anyway, that was Amato's, I think. It was called Amato's?
You're right, yeah. They have a place in Delaware.
Yeah, they have a big place in Delaware.
A wood-fired pizza place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, who knows what will happen? Well, what a great location, though.
Yeah, great location, right there downtown Marion,
and also
the one at the Harding Hotel. There was supposed to be another one.
Yeah,
come in.
And this is right across from the heart failure clinic.
Oh, that's right, the heart failure clinic.
And I was telling
what used to be
Bank One.
Well,
Frank Brothers.
I'm talking about
Frank Brothers.
Frank Brothers.
Yes, I was in there the other day, and I said, you know, I used to do my banking here, and I also used to buy Christmas presents here.
From Frank Brothers.
Oh, boy. Oh, my. And that's the way it goes. Who were the people that owned Frank Brothers? The Ryans?
The Ryan family.
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
They lived in the house that Joanne and I bought on Concord Avenue.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, the time right now is 11:55. Thank goodness we've had a lot of phone calls today and a lot of interest. Maybe we kind of stirred up, and we'll start hearing some publicity about the Popcorn Festival.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, boy.
Because I always like to go to the Popcorn Festival.
Oh, yeah. That's a big
deal. Oh, yeah. That bourbon chicken.
Yeah, everybody likes bourbon chicken.
They stand in line there for hours just to get bourbon chicken.
And actually, They don't pour, I don't think, any bourbon whiskey in it. You can buy bourbon flavoring.
It's just bourbon flavoring.
Yeah, right. Well, I think they think it's got bourbon in it.
Bourbon whiskey.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to get some of that bourbon chicken.
Yeah. Oh, man, no line up across the aisle for that. Yeah, that's great. I wonder if there's any different vendors coming this year for the Popcorn Festival. We always have DeRusso's Italian Sausage.
Oh, yeah.
They've been coming for years.
And what's that one with the big bratwurst or from?
Well, Dale Wagner.
I'm talking about the big one in Columbus in South.
Oh, Schmitz.
They're always there on the corner.
Yeah, they sell Bahama Mamas.
Bahama Mamas.
Yeah. And, the big thing is there. What do you call those delicious cream-filled things?
Oh, yeah, the cream-filled things. Yeah. I forget.
Oh, boy. Yeah. A lot of good eats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a couple of gyro stands.
Oh, that's right. Yes, the gyros, yeah. Or as you could say, Oh, that's right. I saw, too, where Lipley had passed away. No, I saw last night, too, where Athens Restaurant in Mansfield was advertising on Mansfield television.
Is that a good service?
Yeah.
Bill still has his up at Little Athens up in Bucyrus.
And there's one over on Lexington Spring Mill Road.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, here we are. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Those cream-filled things, aren't they called cream puffs?
Cream puffs. I guess you'd call them cream puffs. Yeah,
it's what you love from Schmidt's.
Yes, right.
Those huge cream puffs.
That's it, yeah.
Thanks.
You're making me hungry, you guys.
I am hungry already, yes. Thanks. Okay, thanks.
Terry is our Encyclopedia Britannica.
He's on the standby.
Terry, Encyclopedia Britannica.
And don't forget now, if you'd like a ticket to the reception on the 13th.
The fly-in?
Is it the 13th? Yeah.
That fly-in's going to be great.
And we'll throw your ticket in for a drawing, and that one person will get a ride in that fighter plane.
Woo!
Oh, man. Oh, here. Yes, caller, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, caller. Well, whoever that is, not that speaking are too good. Okay, we're about the end of our rope today.
Dutch is prima goots.
Yes. Like I was telling somebody, Italians, when they speak, they speak in phrases like, Mamma mia! Ochimagucci.
Hallelujah, menzo mari, mamma mia, mari daddy, mamma mia, bugashi goo.
I wonder why that is. You probably noticed that too. You've been to Italy.
Mamma mia, mari daddy, mamma mia, bugashi goo.
Okay.
I know Italiano.
I wonder if the women, they still have their heinies or their exteriors pinched by men in downtown Rome.
Oh, yeah, that one Murphy girl, she used to say, George, every time I go, they pinch me.
Oh, that's a great life. So, don't forget, we're always open here for your information that we'll publicize things you've got. We try to take care of Marion all the way around.
Right, Charlie. And yeah. Charlie Evers can do it better than anybody.
Yeah, and I'll Scott's here thank all you, day. And
thank you, Charlie, for letting me be on with you.
Hey, we'll see you next month, George.
Thank you, Charlie.
All right. And tomorrow, James Anderson from the Marion County Park District will be my guest. James Anderson, tomorrow. Okay, and we'll see you. Well, let's see. We've got 10 seconds to go. So what can you do in 10 seconds? Well, what
well,
can you do
just
in,
say,
in
5
seconds?
No, thanks for listening out there.
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything, which most parents, you know, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well, she wasn't real, because most mothers lose their temper sometime and they get mad, and so on and so forth. Anyway.
To the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, legendary actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them, they have more color to them.